And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump is showing the world what deal-making looks like with his recent announcement of the largest trade deal ever made with Japan. The agreement brings a staggering $550 billion investment into the United States, with America receiving 90% of the profits under a 15% tariff structure. The winning continues on the cultural front as the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee quietly updated its policy this week to ban men from competing against women, complying with President Trump's executive order. And while we're protecting women's sports, Senator Tom Cotton is introducing legislation to protect grieving families with his bill allowing parental leave after the loss of an unborn child. The measure would amend the Family and Medical Leave Act to provide 12 weeks of unpaid leave for parents who experience miscarriage or stillbirth, plus a refundable tax credit for affected families. Speaking of protecting children, FDA Commissioner Marty Makary is finally taking action against illegal Chinese vapes that are flooding the American market. These illegal e-cigarettes target kids through bright colors and candy flavors, often disguised as video game consoles, highlighters, and phone cases. And the scope, well, it's pretty staggering. 85% of vaping products sold in stores are illegal, according to FDA standards, and Customs seized 2 million illegal vapes worth $34 million just last month. That's merely a small fraction of what's getting through, according to border officials. Over 90% of Chinese vape imports weren't even reported in American trade data. And the contrast with Europe's approach to protecting citizens couldn't be any different. French media outlets are reporting that air conditioning causes thermal shock to the human body. Apparently, cooling a room more than 15 degrees below outside temperature can cause nausea, unconsciousness, and respiratory arrest. It's a real concern in a country where heat waves kill thousands, but climate ideology trumps human life. And immigration enforcement faces different obstacles as a federal judge blocked ICE from arresting a Salvadorian national recently arrested in the state of Tennessee for human trafficking. The man, described by CBS as a Maryland dad, apparently made his way back from El Salvador after a previous deportation, only to be caught smuggling humans across state lines. The enforcement challenge occurs against the backdrop of a massive wealth drain exposed by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Their new study reveals that immigrants, both legal and illegal, send approximately $200 billion out of the American economy annually to 134 foreign countries. Mexico alone receives a quarter of this total. Many of the workers earn so little that they qualify for public benefits, meaning American taxpayers subsidize social services for people who send their earnings overseas. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.